Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jota Camara and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Thursday morning. Well, we are loaded for bear. There's a lot going on. There's the AJ stuff. There's the Phillies Dodgers stuff. I mean, there's a ton. We got Rob Thompson audio to play for you from yesterday, that interview. We're going to have Jason Kelce in here today. Obviously, the playoffs start in 2 days. The Eagles and the Broncos play in 3 days. So loaded for bear, and happy to have you with us. And certainly you can join us on all of it at 215-592-9494. I mean, even at 8 o'clock, we continue the ticket giveaway contest for your chance to win Eagles-Broncos tickets. So be listening throughout the show. Richie Rich, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Did you know that there was an extinct Colossus penguin that was as tall as LeBron James?
What?
And it weighed the same as LeBron James. Is LeBron about 250?
A little less,
probably
I
heavier.
Think.
Yeah.
You think heavier?
He's like 6'9", 6'8".
Well, maybe 6'8".
I always underrate how tall and height goes together, or weight goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, these Colossus penguins, they looked like penguins, but they stood 6'8", and they were 250 pounds.
Can they shoot?
Yeah, right.
they can swim.
Exactly. All right, good morning to you. So let's start with the Phils, and then we'll get to the AJ stuff. If you missed it, fairly late last night, although the game was over before the game was over.
They threatened several times, though, late.
Yeah,
but they couldn't do anything.
It was over.
Come on.
We all knew.
Look, I was excited when the Reds had the 2-0 lead. I'm thinking, all right, maybe they're going to do the Phils a favor. And then, you know, half hour later, it's 3-2 Dodgers, and away they go, and they win the game. All right, so
the facade could no longer hold up.
Look, the Reds are a fairly average team.
They were outclassed.
And the Dodgers are, in my opinion, one of the two best teams in baseball. So here we go.
We're about to see the two best teams in baseball square off.
I think so too.
I think so too,
James. I agree with that. By the way, if you don't know, the Dodgers have now become the favorite not only to win the World Series, but obviously, as you would then think, to win this series. Slight favorite. So the Phillies, who had been the favorite, are now not. And it's the team coming in. And of course, it's like, here we go again. Phillies Dodgers, one of the great rivalries in postseason baseball they've had going back to 1950, going back to the 70s, going back to the Ryan Howard, Jimmy Chase group. I mean, this is going to be
into the night.
Yeah, this will be the fourth go round of the Phillies Dodgers in an era, if you will, because they used to play all the time in the playoffs. So here we go again.
It is the first time, though, with this run, though.
Yeah.
Which is neat.
Yeah, here we go again.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me tell you where I'm at. I'm going to be honest, I'm extremely concerned. Now, I will give you this.
Are you really?
I am, John.
Absolutely.
I will give you this phrase to describe my temperament. Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
But maybe the better way to put it is very cautiously optimistic. And if you don't know, Ohtani is starting game one.
Yep. Theater, baby.
So,
cinema.
All right, John, what are you thinking?
I love the fact that we are the two best teams in the world, and we're squaring off, and we have home field. It's going to be close, but I think we're going to figure out a way to pull this out because we have what it takes this year. We had the secret sauce, that special ingredients that all combine and make a difference. But Harrison Bader is part of that secret sauce, you know, part of the fact that there's no ketchup in the secret sauce. I don't know if anyone knows that. That's a real amazing secret.
I don't know what that means.
Harrison Bates. Well, you would just assume
he's
that
saying there's
ketchup.
No ketchup in the Big Mac sauce, I'm guessing.
That real Big Mac sauce. Oh, that's it does not have ketchup in it. Just thought, you know, you're a fan of that sort of thing.
I am a fan.
Harrison Bader is a part of this recipe, and of course, we don't know how big a part. We're going to win this series because we have something more. We have something special this year. I know this is the Dodgers. I know they're a really good team. I also know that we match up well against them, and we won four of the six games that we played this season against this Dodger team. I know last year we fared well when we, you know, matched up against this Dodger team. We don't fear the Dodgers. The Dodgers should fear us. They're coming here, which makes a difference too. So we have the special something. We have restedness on our behalf, and we're going to take this to a team that, yes, they are fantastic. And I tip my hat to them a million times over. We don't fear them.
I kind of fear them. But hopefully the Phillies don't. I'll be honest, I do kind of fear them. But look, we'll take your thoughts and reaction to now knowing it's the Phils and Dodgers. I mean, this is a no-joke second-round series. The rare occurrence in my lifetime where I feel like it is the two best teams in a sport – about to play in the second round, and one of those teams is one of our squads. So buckle up, guys. And Chris Sanchez, we need like two runs or less, buddy, because Otani's on the other side. So rock and roll. All right, 215-592-9494.
Man.
I'm curious.
My eyes are getting like watery thinking about this. I can't even.
At a very basic level, what I'm asking everyone listening right now to do, if you're inclined to call, is just tell me what is your reaction knowing it's the Phils and Dodgers. Period. What is your reaction? Also, if you were at the ballpark last night, give us the assessment of what happened with the intra-squad game. Pretty cool as the Phillies beat the Phillies last night. All right, so all of that
Powder
on the
Blues
table.
Blues came out on top.
Yeah, exactly. And James was there, and he'll give us the lowdown and all that good stuff. All right, let's get to AJ. So there's a lot going on yesterday, including, as we knew we would be, all ears to find out what AJ would say. Let's start as he started. I will just tell you this before we play audio. I was largely disappointed because I wanted more answers and more forthcomingness. Like, AJ, what exactly are you frustrated? I'm going to tell you this before we play audio. His main theme yesterday was, I'm frustrated because we're not playing to our standard. And I don't get the ball as much as I want, but I'm frustrated because we're not playing to our standard. And I hate when an athlete puts something out there and then gives you like a half answer or a half truth. And I felt like that's what we got yesterday. Now, with that said, I'm going to say this because it's very important. I understand why he didn't say all that was probably on his mind. Because if he did, it would probably further inflame the situation. So I understand why he didn't empty the bucket with information. But it's also, for me, a little frustrating because it's like you put it out there and then you give us like 50%.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of like what's really in your mind. All right. That's my assessment. But let's listen to the actual words as he started. Because AJ, before he even fielded questions, had sort of like an opening statement, if you will. Wasn't reading off a card or anything, but he knew where he was headed with it. Here's what he said.
First off, I want to start out by saying, obviously, Sunday after the game, I let my frustrations boil over. I didn't speak to the media. I had a chance to correct my frustrations, and I continued to let it boil over. That's on me. You know, I take full accountability on that, posting that. My message on Twitter wasn't directed at anyone in the building. Not my coaches, not my quarterback, my GM, nobody. You know, like I said, I take full accountability. I have an open communication with all my coaches and with my quarterback as well. Me and my coaches, KP, Nick, we discuss weekly about trying to get this thing on the same page.
All right, that's how he started. Now let's get to shortly after that. He was asked a good question. Essentially, what are you annoyed about? I mean, that's the main question. What are you annoyed about? Here's what he said.
What are your frustrations?
I think it's normal to have frustrations because of the standard that we hold ourselves to. You know, and we have a lot of talent on offense, and to be honest, you know, defense and special teams have been low-key carrying us, you know, and it's just like we need to clean up what we need to clean up and get on the same page and, you know, and play to the building that we say that we can and be who we are called to be. So it's a standard that we preach. And so, so it's easy to have that frustration. I think it's fair to have that frustration. But like I said, I just can't let that boil over. So.
All right, John, your assessment of what you heard. And there's more, and we're going to play it all as we move through the show. But, John, just based on that, which is the early part of what he said, what do you make of it?
I think it's thoughtful. I appreciate the things that he's saying there. He's saying it boiled over, and he, you know, regrets it and, you know, wants to move forward with it. I think that's nice. That's a good job by AJ. To start.
So do you understand my frustration? And I'm sure there's other fans out there with a similar frustration. It's like you put this out there and then you only, like, you know, a couple days ago, and then you only put this out there. And again, like, it's probably a wise course of action for him to only go halfway. You know, it is. But it's also irritating when someone doesn't really stand, like, on what they put out there. Like, I do not believe he is only frustrated that they're not playing to their quote standard. I actually just don't. I mean, does anybody believe that? That
no.
He's only, right, Rhea?
No.
He's not only frustrated with that.
No, he's either frustrated with the way the game's being called or the quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one or the other. But
exactly.
He's not going to say
or,
it.
Or both.
Yeah, or both.
Or both.
Yeah.
So, Rhea, smart of him to handle it the way he did?
It was exactly what I expected. He would come out, you know, he came out and said, this is on me. You know, I appreciate it that unlike some other athletes, he didn't come out and say, the media created this.
Right.
He knew.
Yeah, I agree.
He knows he created it.
Yeah, he did.
So I did appreciate that. But I also think he was very clear. You need to get me the ball.
He did. He did. And we'll get to that audio. I mean, he was talking about game on the line. I want the ball.
And he should.
Yeah. And they should. I agree. Yeah. James, your main takeaway from AJ.
I appreciated that he took accountability and said that multiple times. You know, I get your point, and I agree with it. I didn't expect him to come out and say, you know, I'm annoyed with Jalen or whatever he said. I thought it was fine. I appreciate they took accountability, but I don't think that this is some, like, it's solved. Like, I don't think
right.
that this is, all right, we're good. We can all move forward, and everything's fine now.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is simmering, and I think this is something that if they don't get the passing game better, or if they do for a bit and it struggles again, we're going to see this again. Like,
yeah.
I don't think this is the end of it.
Well, and speaking of seeing it again, so we saw AJ a few hours after that with a social media post directed at Seth Joyner, because Seth said something yesterday. And then AJ tweeted at him, and then AJ took the tweet down, and then Seth tweeted back at AJ. And so, like, kind of round and round we go, sort of again. Now, in this case, it's better than, like, pointing fingers at your teammates or your coaches or whatever the heck AJ was initially doing. But the reality is that the dude chill on social media thing, that message that I'm sure they gave to him didn't get through because he went right back to social media. Now, he deleted it, but, like, it's out there, and here we go again. All right, we'll get to that storyline also. We'll give you the specific details on that. Like I said, there's a ton of things to do today. Jason Kelce will be with us at 7:30. What is your reaction to now knowing it's the Phillies and the Dodgers in the second round? the two teams that many consider the best in baseball, even though the Brewers had the best record. Your phone calls and all of it. 215-592-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. Just visit FanDuel.com/JonR right now to get in on this Thursday's action. All you have to do is place an anytime touchdown scorer bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/JonR, J-O-N-R, to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/JonR for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.